Now, for many people, Monday's mass shooting felt familiar, the latest in a string of mass shootings in the past year and a half.
We need rescue inside the auditorium. Multiple victims.
12 people were killed, 58 wounded at a midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, Colorado in July 2012. Brandon Axelrod was in the theater.
It was right after the opening action scene. It was quiet, and the canister of whatever going across the theater, and then the fizzing of it, and then the shooting.
So that was in Colorado. Less than a month later, a gunman killed half a dozen people at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
The most deadly shooting in the recent past was in Newtown, Connecticut last December. 26-year-old Adam Lanza opened fire in Sandy Hook Elementary School, killing 20 first graders and 6 educators before committing suicide. That shooting prompted President Obama to support a change in gun laws.
Surely we can do better than this. If there's even one step we can take to save another child, or another parent, or another town from the grief that's visited Tucson and Aurora and Oak Creek and Newtown and communities from Columbine to Blacksburg before that, then surely we have an obligation to try.
Some states did update their gun regulations, though Congress has yet to agree on changes.
After Monday's shooting, the president ordered flags to fly at half-staff at the White House and all military facilities for the rest of this week.
The Navy Yard attack was the 20th mass shooting since President Obama took office in 2009.